the sound that saved a like me. Talking about a maid, oh, a maid, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. You know that it's a, you know that I was lost, but right now I'm fine, was blind, but now. But now I see, I'm talking about amazing great, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch, saved a wretch, somebody like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now, blind, but now. Now this is for us, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining, shining as the sun. Oh, we've known that day to sing my God praise. Then when we first begun, and I'm talking about amazing. Oh, how sweet the sound. You know that it saved a wretch. It saved a wretch, somebody like me. I want over law, but right now I'm found. I was blind, but now, blind, but now I see. You know that I was law, but now I'm found. Amazing grace abound in my life. Oh, when I look up my Savior's face, I see. That's why amazing, amazing, amazing grace found me. Oh, you know, amazing, amazing. Oh, how sweet the sound. You know that it saved a wretch. It saved a wretch. And I was lost, but right now I'm found. I was blind, but now, blind, but now I see.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, that sweet grace. See, I'm here to tell you, I'm not the only one that was lost one time. If there was an inventory taken in here, a whole lot of us had to go back and take that class one more time. But because of his grace, because of his mercy, he looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond your faults and said, I'm going to go down. I'm going to save my children. Amen, everybody. To God be all of the glory on this morning. We got a lot to be thankful for. So we don't need to keep sitting down being quiet on God, because if he shut down on you, we're going to be in a bad predicament. Do we understand that this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And thank you, choir. Let's give this choir a hand back here. Amen. Amen. Sounding good on this morning. I just want to let you all know that when I'm not here on First Sunday and Third Sunday, I'm at First Baptist Sarah, and I want you to know that Reverend Bond, he keeps me in check. And he talks to me and tell me what need to be done, and I'm going to be obedient because, see, he is the father of that house, and I'm in his house. Amen. Amen. That's the way it used to be when we were growing up. When you at somebody else's house and you messed up, what they do to you? They took care of the situation right then and there. Amen. 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 We're going to ask prayer for our pastor on this morning, his absence. And I thank God that he saw enough in me to ask me to stand where he stands on Sunday morning and proclaim the word of God. And I just want you all to keep him in prayer that everything will be all right. Amen. Because we all sometimes things happen at a spur of the moment. Amen. And we need to do what we need to do. And I think the members of the church here and the deacons and the trustees and everybody that's under the sound of my voice on this morning. And I'm going to give you the three B's for the day. You understand? I'm going to be seen. I'm going to be brief. And then I'm going to be seated. Amen. So I'm going to give you that on this morning. Amen. 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 I want to thank my sister in Christ here for being here with me this morning. Amen. Amen. And I understand that there is another minister or pastor or reverend with us this morning. And if they want to come and join us, please do so. I have permission from the chairman of the digging board to open that door up to you. Amen. So if you're here and you want to come, please come on and join us. Amen. If not, if you have your sword with you this morning, if you have your word with you this morning, turn to Psalms 100. Very familiar to everybody. Amen. Amen. And it simply reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Father God, we come first of all just to say thank you. Just to recognize just who you are. The one that sits high and the one that looks low. Now, Father God, one of your servants coming as humble as she know how. Asking you right now, Lord Jesus, to remove me out of the way. Hide me behind the cross. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come right now and saturate me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Speak through me that they will hear your words, not mine. Father God, I pray that their ears will be open and their heart ready to receive what thus saith the Lord. And Lord God, when I finish what you've asked me to do, that you'll be well pleased, because I'm not here to please man, but I'm here to please you. These things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I know this is Men Month. Now, I'm not a man, but this is Men Month. And when God created man, he put him to sleep. And he took a rib and he made woman. So that tells me that when the man is unable to do what needs to be done. That God has given him somebody to step up to the plate and to carry on until the man can come back and do what thus said the Lord. Amen? So that's what I'm doing this morning. And your theme is, I believe, is God is looking for a few brave men. Now, when I hear the word bravery, it tells me that it's one that is full of courage, one that will stand boldly, one that's not afraid to take on a challenge. Now, when I look in the Bible at David, he had these characteristics. You see, he was not afraid to fight all bears, and he was not afraid to take on Goliath. But David had some other characteristics. See, David knew how to pray, and he knew how to give praise. See, brave men know how to pray before battle, and they know how to praise after the battle. Brave men would be like Joshua and stand up and say, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." See, a brave man is not afraid to tell somebody that I'm allowing God to order my steps, because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And if I follow God, I'll be like that tree planted by the river of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. Now, I got some questions this morning. And this first question is just for the men in the house. Amen? Now, I once heard an old preacher preach, and after he would preach, he would sing a song. And his first question was, "Did you stop to pray this morning? As you started on your way." See, a brave man is not afraid to pray. His second question was, "Did you ask the Lord to guide you, walk beside you through the day?" See, brave men sometimes need directions too. Question number three, did you think to pray this morning? Sometimes brave men need to be reminded to pray. My question number four, did you kneel just one moment today? You see, sometimes the best place to meet Jesus is on your knees. Oh, if you did this, then the skies would be blue, because he'll be walking and talking with you. Oh, men, when you stop to pray, I'm here to remind you that he'll answer. In your heart, he will speak to you, and you'll know the joy of talking with a friend that's so kind and so true. Good morning again, Ramon Salem. Good morning, family, friends, and even to the enemies. I just got one question this morning, and this question is for everybody. I just want to know, is there a praise in the house? I just want to know this morning, is there a praise in the house? Is there a praise in the house for the one that watched over you last night while you were slumbering and sleep dead to this world? Is there a praise in the house for the one that looked down from heaven early this morning and woke you up? See, I want you to know that it was not the alarm clock that woke you up, and it was not the coffee that got you going, but it was God that breathed the breath of life into your nostrils, and then he took his finger and touched you with a finger of love, and he woke you up in your right mind. I want to know, is there a praise in the house for the one that allowed you to get up and put one foot before the other? Is there a praise in the house for the one that is bigger than any problem that you could ever have on today? See, I just want somebody to talk back to me this morning. I just want to know, is there a praise over there for the one that put a roof over your head? And see, the stars in the sky was not your roof last night. The one that put food on your table, clothes in your closet, and a car in your driveway. Is there a praise for the one that gave you traveling mercy this morning? For the one that looked beyond your faults and saw your needs and gave you new mercies this morning? Is there a praise in the house for the one that was there when the doctor said no, but God say yes. Don't you know that there is nothing too hard for God? Is there a praise in the house for the one that turned weeping during the night to joy in the morning? Is there a praise in the house for the one that was there when you were in that car accident and they said you should not have walked away? I just want to know, is there a praise in the house? Is there a praise in the house for the one that kept the floodwaters away? Is there a praise for the one that stopped the strong, destructive winds? Is there a praise in the house for the one that kept the earth still? I can't hear you this morning. You're too quiet on God this morning. See, somebody need to say amen. Somebody need to clap your hand. Somebody need to stomp your feet. Can I get a hallelujah? Because God is worthy to be praised. I want to share something with you. In my yard, there are some trees. And early in the morning, I heard the birds. You see, over in this tree, I hear one or two birds. I said, that's husband and wife over there. Over in this tree, I hear three or four. I said, that's a family over there. Then I turn around and I just hear one. I said, oh, that's that singer bird over there. And all of a sudden, the husband and wife birds, they start talking. And then the three or four, they say something. And then all of a sudden, that singer bird puts his 2 cents worth in. And the next thing you know, they break out in a praise. And it makes me stop and think that if the birds can praise him early in the morning and say, thank you for the nest, and thank you for the worms, and thank you for the crumbs that you're providing, surely there should be no reason that we, as his greatest creation made in his image, should not make a joyful noise unto the Lord. There shouldn't be any reason that we shouldn't serve the Lord with gladness, coming for his presence with singing, and enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and in his courts with praise. Sometime when we enter God's house, we act like God owes something. But God doesn't owe us anything. Everything that we have belongs to him. He's just loving us enough to let us use it. Amen? Amen. See, sometime, we need to stop and do a self-check every now and then. See, we need to have one of what we call, the old folks used to call, a flashback praise. And think about how good God has been to us, where he's brought us from, and where we are now. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Think about it. We have not always been preachers. We have not always been Sunday school teachers. We have not always been ushers and deacons and trustees and choir members. See, we've been some places that we shouldn't have been, said some things that we shouldn't have said, done plenty of things that we shouldn't have done. That bullet could have been had your name on it. That fifth could have had your name on it. That joint could have had your name on it. That needle could have had your name on it. But God, we need to understand that he is the creator and we are the creation. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And every now and then we need to stop and say, God, you deserve my praise. Amen. Amen. Every now and then we need to lift some holy hands. Every now and then we need to clap our hands. Every now and then just say, God, I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. I give you honor because of who you are. Is there a praise in the house this morning? This morning, I'm just like an inquisitive child. I asked a whole lot of questions. I want to know, do you know who he is? If you don't know, I'll tell you. And if you know but forgot, I'm going to remind you just who he is. Miss Lola, I'm going to tell you. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. I'm here to tell you, Digger Dupree, he's unmoved, he's unchained, he's undefeated, and never undone. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's everything for everybody, everywhere, at the same time, every time, and every way. He's never early, and he's never late. He's always on time. He is the one that declared that I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. And he tell you, when you're tired, I'll make you lie down in some green pasture. Is there a praise in the house this morning? Is there a praise for the one that will speak to your storms and say, peace, be still, and allow you to walk beside some still water? Is there a praise? Is there a praise for the one that if you need a healing, he will restore? If you get off course, he will turn you around and put you back on the path of righteousness. He will do it in his name. He's the one that had to reach way down and pick you up out of your muck and your mire. And see, when you become afraid, he will walk with you. And he'll tell you, don't have any fear, because I have not given you the spirit of fear, because I am with you. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about your enemies, because, see, I will make your enemies your footstool. And I will prepare a table for you in their presence. He will anoint you afresh. He said, there is one thing that you can be sure of, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you have any doubts, I'm going to send grace and mercy to follow you the rest of your life. Hallelujah. Now, when family turned their back on you and friends walk away, I just want you to know I'm going to stick closer than any brother. You will never have to worry about a home, because I will prepare a place for you. He will tell you, when you're broken, I'll mend you. When you're weak, I'll be your strength. When you're confused, I'll be your direction. When you're on your sick bed, I'll be your doctor. When you're in trouble, I'll be your lawyer. Is there a praise in the house this morning? Is there a praise for the one that is your comfort, your Lord, and the ruler of your life? I'm here to tell you, I know everybody in here that has a car got some insurance. But I'm here to tell you that he is the best insurance you can have. You see, some people say you're in good hands with Allstate. Some say Nationwide is on your side. Progressive say just bundle up everything into one group. And my friend, the little Geico, tell you 15 minutes can save you 15%. And those that got the general, he'll tell you just ride with the general. Amen? But I'm here to tell you, if you don't pay that premium, if you don't pay that monthly payment, and if you have too many accidents or incidents, you're going to get a cancellation letter. But if you trust in Trinity Insurance, it is a one-time down payment. All you have to do is say, I believe, and you'll never be canceled. Because, see, in that insurance policy, there's a clause that say, no matter how many times you mess up, no matter how many times you stumble, no matter how many times you have some different instrument, we'll take you back over and over and over again. Amen. Is there a praise in the house? I told you I'm doing the three B's this morning. Be seen, be brief, and be seated. Well, before I take my seat, let me tell you why he should get all the praise and all the glory. See, the word said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And see, his son came not to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. See, I don't know about you, But anyone that choose to leave glory and come down to be among those that would hate him, deny him, sell him out, accuse him, when after they seen all that he done, you see, he healed the sick, he gave sight to the blind, he allowed the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, and the mute to talk, and the dead to rise. See, a man that allowed them to whip him all night long, stripped him of his pride, they cast lots for his clothes, they spit on him, and they put a crown of thorns on his head. I'm here to tell you, he's worthy to be praised, because see, he struggled trying to carry a cross with sins up to the Calvary Hill, and not one sin belonged to him, but he never said a mumbling word. See, when they got him to Calvary Hill, he allowed them to lay him down and stretch him wide. Then they took three nails, not just ordinary nails. One writer said they were like railroad tied nails. And they put one in his left hand. And they put one in his right hand. And they put one in his feet. And then they took that cross and they raised it up. Mistake right there. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. See, they didn't know hanging on that cross was righteousness. There was goodness on that cross, there was kindness on that cross, there was gentleness on that cross, and above all, there was love on that cross. You see, it was not the nails that kept him there, but it was the love that he had for you and me. See, they didn't realize when they took him off that cross and put him in that borrowed tomb, what they put in there was the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. They put Alpha and Omega, the keeper of creation, the keeper of all things. He is the one that promised that on Thursday he would get up, he would rise so early on Sunday. I didn't say Saturday night. I didn't say Friday night. I didn't say Monday morning, but early on Sunday morning. I want you to know that my Redeemer, my Savior, my peace, my joy, my bright and morning star, my lily in the valley, he got up, he got up, he got up, not with 25%, not with 50%, not 75%, but he got up with all power in his hands. I'm here to tell you, is there a praise in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you that God is just asking for your prayer. He's asking you for some time. He's asking you to give him the honor, give him the glory, and most of all, give him the praise. Because you see, his thing didn't stop there. He made another promise. And I'm going to just change one word from people to men. If men who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I forgive their sins and will heal their land. Because if you be for me, who can be against me? If you walk with me, I will have no fear. I'm here to tell you, brave men, stand and tell everybody, Lottie Dottie and everybody, for God I live and for God I die. Lord, here I am. Use me. My last question. My last question for today. Is there a praise in the house?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a time, what a word, what a word. Is there a praise up here in this house? Right now, the doors of the church, they are open.